You're listening to His Time. I'm Andy Bates. It is Wednesday, March 9th. Joining me by phone, Patty Ross, president of Lutheran Women's Missionary League. Patty, welcome back to His Time.
Thank you, Andy. Good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you, too, today. I always love hearing what's going on with our Lutheran women in mission and exciting stuff planning for 2017, but a lot going on right now as well. What's going on with Lutheran Women's Missionary League today?
Well, we have been having a lot of fun. As you know, we select our mission grants at our June convention, and then they are available to be paid out as of November. So it's been fun because since November, we've paid out several of our grants for a total of $614,000 already since November. And it's just such a joy to award those grant mm-hmm. checks to the recipients and just to further their work. It's such a varied missions that we support through these grant recipients.
What are the types of things that are being done because of these grants? What type of work is being supported and can actually be accomplished because of these grants?
Well, you know, we're national and international. Some of our international grants, we just did a grant to Lutheran Hour Ministries for outreach in a Lebanese for a Lebanese refugee camp. Because a lot of times you'll see on the news and you think, oh, I can't do anything about that. But mm-hmm. through a lot of our grant recipients, they're right down there working where the real needs are. We have grants that have gone out to Women of the Pearl, which is an organization in Uganda, and that includes finishing their seminary there so that they can have their pastoral students study there in Uganda. Then we've got things in the United States going on, the Lutheran Housing Initiatives and Lutheran Indian Missions in the Navajo area, and just really exciting to see mm-hmm. that they're all over the globe like that.
That is great. Lots of God's mercy at work through these servants and proclaiming the good news of Jesus to many people, including those who might not have heard it before.
Oh, absolutely. And we have, for every grant, we have a story, devotions, and prayers written up on our website so that not only do we just give them a check, but our women are praying for their missions and telling their congregations about those missions. So it's a really good way to talk about all the way God is moving through the Lutheran Church.
Hmm. Well, that's great to hear that this this work is being accomplished and that God's good word, his good news is reaching so many people, and all because of the work that that he chooses to do through people like our Lutheran women in mission.
Yeah, and he's continued to bless our organization with being able to do that, and that leads into our celebration in 2017 of our 75th anniversary as an organized auxiliary of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. And that convention in 2017 is going to be in Salt Lake City. And you're kind of getting a two-for-one at that convention. We're not only doing our usual convention, but we're doing a lot of activities to celebrate our 75th anniversary with special exhibits, historical things, a big Saturday night celebration and stuff. So God has continued to work. Let us share in his work, and we're just real excited about celebrating our 75th anniversary in 2017.
That's a milestone. How has LWML grown and changed over those years?
Well, I don't know. It's certainly grown. I don't know that it's changed. Our mission is still the same, to share God's love and the word throughout the world through our support of mission grants, through our being in the Word, and and we encourage women to do Bible studies and write devotions, and so we're not only just collecting money, but we're building up women and equipping them to share mm-hmm. their God-given gifts, and that leads into our Bible studies and devotions that are available on our website. But we're real excited because we're getting ready to do a Facebook Bible study coming up pretty soon in the next couple months. And that's always kind of fun because it's different. And then we're looking, we're starting to put some of our Bible study and stuff on podcasts so that they're more readily available to, say, like the mom waiting in line to pick up her kids at school.
Mm-hmm.
And we're also, we've got two new DVD Bible studies that are getting ready to be brought out by convention time. So we're kind of excited about our Christian growth materials that we've got coming out and just making them available in lots of different formats.
Now, you mentioned the 2017 convention coming up in Salt Lake City. Now, are there district conventions prior to that?
Oh, boy, yeah. We have our national conventions in the odd-numbered years and mm-hmm. in the even-numbered years, like right now. Starting in April, we have 40 district conventions between April and September. And those are so fun to go to. Each one of them is very unique. Each district is unique, just like individuals are unique. Well, all our districts are very unique. And so they will be selecting their own district mission grants. They will have Bible study. They'll have missionary speakers, interest sessions, servant activities. They are really fun to go to because they're all so different.
And then what will be happening at the 2017 convention, the national convention in Salt Lake City?
Well, as you know, it's also another important anniversary that year.
Mm-hmm. Right.
500th anniversary of the Reformation. We're going to, at our opening worship service, we'll have the synodical president will be our proclaimer at that. We have our keynote speaker is a former national president, Ida Mall. Bible study leader is going to be Deaconess Betty Knapp. We have just all kinds of stuff going on. We're going to do a Saturday night, what we're calling a diamond dazzle. And it's going to be a big celebration. We're working with Jeff Burkhart on that. And we're just going to have lots of stuff going on. And we're looking forward to being in Salt Lake City and supporting our brothers and sisters out there. That's not one of our more populated Lutheran areas. And so we're looking forward to going out there and saying, hey, guys, you know, we're here and we appreciate the environment that you live in out here. So
what has been the biggest adventure for you so far as president of Lutheran Women's Missionary League? Where have you learned the most, or what has been the most memorable experience so far for you?
That's a hard question. I don't know. I think it's just being able to be with all the district presidents. We just had a board meeting, and mm-hmm. so that's when all of our 40 district presidents come together, and we meet and do some business and have some speakers in and just tend to the business of the organization. But each one of them is, when you look out there and you think, God put each one of these people in this place right now, and mm-hmm. what is it that he is doing, working through them? And it's just amazing to me that we have so many women in LWML who are willing to take on the responsibility, and that's one of the things LWML does, is trying to raise women up in leadership positions in the LWML, and a lot of these women had no idea that they would be doing this. And I don't know, it's just, to me, it's just inspiring to see how God works through different people. And as president, you just run into more people like that. You all at KFUO, the people over at Lutheran Hour Ministries, the people in national and international missions at LCMS. They're just, everybody's so unique. It's just exciting to see.
Patty, when did you first become involved with LWML?
Well, probably before I can remember. My mother was very active in LWML. In Stillwater, Oklahoma, Zion Lutheran Church, they still have a very active LWML there. And so I would just always go to meetings with her, or else I knew she was always off working in LWML. She was a district officer at one point. And so it just always was part of my being in the church.
Hmm. And who can become a part of LWML? Who can become a member?
Well, everybody that wants to be. I mean, We have individual members. If you don't have a group at your church, you can become an individual member. We try and stress that you don't necessarily have to be a quote-unquote member so much as you participate in LWML activities and that. But, yeah, anybody, any age group. I mean, I've taken my granddaughter with me to do certain activities, and my daughter used to come with me, and she'd called it the women who eat cake.
The women who eat cake.
Yep. So there's lots of memories there, and anybody who likes to, you know, to get together and pool their resources to work for Jesus, I think, is what it is.
Absolutely. Gathering together those resources when we pull together those resources, a lot of things can be accomplished. You know, the text that we're studying today during the daily lectionary coming up in the next hour is part of it is Mark chapter 12, verses 41 through 44, the widow's mite, the widow's offering.
Oh, awesome. Awesome.
And when I read that, I think of the great work that is accomplished through those little mite boxes.
That's great. I'm glad to be on the radio when you're studying that.
Yeah.
That well.
I see those in Sunday schools and other places. Those little boxes, they seem insignificant, but they, when you put them all together, a lot of great work can be done. God's mercy work and proclaiming His good news can be done and is supported through the gifts that are given in those little mite boxes.
Oh, I just still truly feel that the LWML is the best women's organization of any denomination, as far as, you know, getting things done, ministering to the whole of the Lutheran woman through, you know, mission inspiration, through the Word of God, and then our mission servant activities and ways to reach out to people with God's love. I wouldn't do this if I didn't think it was the best organization there is for women in the Christian church.
Why is it important that we have an organization for women to learn and grow and serve together?
Well, I think that the Christian church is so relational. It depends on relationships. You can't just, you know, you hear over and over again, you can't just go up to somebody and say, you know, are you saved and believe in Jesus? You have to establish relationships first. And I think that's the thing about LWML is it really promotes relationships between women in the church, between women in the church and women in the community, and then also through our mission grants and missionaries that we support. It also engages with women overseas, in mission areas. It's just it helps establish those relationships that are so key to telling people about Jesus and sharing His love with people.
Well, aside from the conventions and the district conventions and the national convention coming up in 2017, anything else to look forward to in the coming months, the coming year?
Well, it's a long ways off, but our LWML Sunday that we always have someone write our service for is going to be written by Reverend Leo Sanchez. And we're real excited about that. He's working on that, and his theme is going to be Come and See. And we think that really will tie in with a lot of the activities that will be starting to come up in 2017. And we're just kind of busy.
I'm sure. Well, how can we learn more about Lutheran Women's Missionary League?
Well, we have our website, www.lwml.org, but we also have a pretty active Facebook page. We like to share a lot about when we present our mission grant checks. We like to share a little bit about the missions that we're supporting on that Facebook page. There's also a lot of references for devotions and things like that on Facebook. And then we have Twitter. I don't do that, but a lot of people do. And so that's probably the best way. That's the most updated stuff. But otherwise, find somebody who's in LWML and talk to them. They'll be happy to tell you about their organization and how God has shared His work with us.
LWML on Facebook and Twitter, so on social media and online on the website as well, right?
Right.
Well, those are all great resources. Anything else you want us to know about the Lutheran Women's Missionary League?
Well, we're there to help and we're there to support. So if you need support, help, you want to submit a mission grant and all that, our mission grants will be due by, for the National Convention, will be the end of September. So you might start thinking about that. And go to your district conventions if you've got one. Men are welcome too, so you can go and kind of see a little bit more about what LWML is all about and what we're doing. And we're out there. We're out there. We're active, and we'd love to share our work with anybody that's interested.
What if you don't have an LWML group at your congregation with just about a minute left? How could we get one started?
I think the best way to start is with a Bible study. Mm-hmm. Get some women together and do a Bible study together, because that's where our mission inspiration is from God's Word. And then through that meeting together, you establish relationships. And then you can kind of say, well, hey, you know, let's collect mites and, you know, for mite offerings for some mission grants. And then they just, every district has a district president that's very accessible by email or whatever, and they can call up on the phone maybe and talk to her about it. And, you know, it's just, it's your LWML group at your church can be whatever works for you and what area you want to be in.
It all starts with God's Word, as you said. That's a great place
Absolutely.
To start. Patty Ross, President, Lutheran Women's Missionary League, thanks for being our guest this morning on His Time.
Well, thank you, Andy, and thank you for everything KFUO does.
Glad to be friends and partners. Thanks so much. Coming up in just a little bit, our study of the daily New Testament reading here on Worldwide KFUO.